What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, Nation. Here we are. Time for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening every day at this time. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to online to frankelfirm.com. This is exciting. Boss Man Spittle's in studio at the break there, making plans for our draft coverage. And our Draft 101 special show that's going to happen the week before the draft.
Sure.
It's going to be amazing.
We're excited. Stay tuned. We're excited to be at Hurtado this weekend, right?
Yes, we get to be at Hurtado Barbecue this Saturday, 11 a.m. We're recording a live edition of Love of the Stars. So it'll be myself, Broadus, Eric. So come on out. The new location in Dallas, South Harwood Street. It's going to be beautiful, right by the farmer's market. So you get some deliciousness that is Hurtado Barbecue and some fun Cowboys draft talk. It's going to be a blast.
I'm so jealous. I'm not going to be in town. Otherwise,
I was going to buy you some tacos.
I would be
in the family. Whew.
Yes. And, you know, that's something that I'll have to look forward to at a future date.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Won't be this weekend, but I'm so excited to have Hurtado here in Dallas.
It's awesome.
We're within DoorDash range now.
Whew.
So life's good.
The possibilities are endless.
Life's real good.
Yeah.
Okay. C-Notes.
Spend a couple $100, Doss. You never know where that food's going to go, dude.
No. SportsCenter did a radio row bit. They asked a bunch of players, could the average person get 1 yard in an NFL game if they get 10 tries? There's a legendary story back in the day at Portland State, old Mouse Davis.
Mouse Davis, run and shoot.
Let this guy who was a kid at the time get in for one play, broke his ribs. So I don't think many people understand how swift and violent that would be. But if you lined up a victim, right, or a person who wanted to try it and thought, oh, I can do this, I can get a yard, you'd obviously have to sign some sort of a waiver that you won't sue the league when and if you get hurt. I mean, we could be talking about multiple broken bones with one throw to the turf from some of these, you know, a person like me, that's at least one operation,
so
maybe two.
Are you saying, like, in our current state, like me being 61 years old?
No, the average person. Okay, so I imagine the average person somewhere around 5'10", 190 pounds and runs a 5'140", right? Can that dude, and let's call him like 30 years old, can he get 1 yard in an NFL game if he got 10 tries?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes as well. You just got to run full steam ahead.
Maybe a missed tackle.
There's like just a little bit of a crease, right?
Run to dig side.
Could even just fall forward. Yeah, if you trust your speed to hit the edge. You know?
I mean, how fast is that hole going to close, right? Because the good offensive lines are going to be able to block it up, and these guys are getting 3-4 yards before contact. How many would the average guy take before contact?
Are we running behind Philly's line?
Well, that's what CeeDee Lamb said. CeeDee Lamb said if they have the Eagles offensive line, then yes.
I could tush push this thing for a yard. Absolutely, yeah. Behind that line. Yes, I could.
Average man survive that tush push?
Yeah. What you do is you take the snap and you just burrow forward, you know, and you're going to get a yard.
But you got to keep feet on the ground.
These officials are going to mess it up. They're going to give you a yard. You know, they're going to throw the ball around, give you a first down.
Would you try it in this current state right now?
Yeah.
You think you'd get that job?
Yeah, I would take the snap. take the snap from Cam Jurgens, and then I would like probably go to Jordan Mailata's side, just try and just maybe just kind of go sideways and then just dive. And
see, I don't think you want to get, you don't want to step out from immediately behind the center. That's your shield.
See, but
right
you're
now.
Gonna get
the moment you step in that gap, you could be ended.
I'm gonna take the snap. I'm gonna have Barkley on one side, and then it's the tight end on the other, right?
Yeah.
Barkley is going to leg drive push me for a yard.
Barkley's pushing that tush.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chuck, you're confident in your current state?
No, I'm never confident in my current state, but I think that if I'm behind the Eagles offensive line, I think I could get a yard.
Lucius?
I don't think most people can get a yard at Navarro.
Right?
Down there, of course, in Canada.
Yes.
We're talking about all the way to the NFL.
Now, pre-injury, Lucius, 22 years old. Let's put you in your prime. Could you take the yard?
Lucius, she could get you
in the NFL?
Yeah.
You I'd probably get a yard.
Yeah.
A yard.
Just a yard.
And Lucius, then I'll be telling my story every day for my wheelchair. Yeah, I was out there and I got a yard. And I haven't seen my knee the same way since.
I wonder if you could do it where, like, you think it's going to be the tush push, but you kind of peel out of there. Like everybody's collapsing.
Yeah.
But you just kind of walk it.
Well, you see, that's what some of the former players said. Like maybe not on many of the 10 plays, but you get a good offensive coach in there who's wise and can scheme something up where we're tricking the defense.
Yeah.
Then,
I saw Peyton Manning's. Score a game-winning touchdowns against the Cowboys in that 50.
Yeah, he did.
That Romo. With it's like Broncos. Everybody thought they were going to run the ball inside, and he just looped it around the left end for a touchdown.
He ran one?
Ran for the game winner. Yeah.
Speaking of quarterbacks, one other thing that Dak said yesterday, it actually goes to the offensive line and the running storyline. He said on changes for the team, he said, we just got to get to running the ball. I've always enjoyed play action pass, so just being able to get back to that, when you have that, the rest of the offense can open up. You know, he was second in MVP voting in 2023. They had over 4,000 yards passing. You had a number of guys making big plays in the passing game, and that was with only one 700-yard receiver. You haven't even given him a good wide receiver number two or number three, and he was second in MVP voting, and he even knows if you can't run the football, you're not going to be that much of a credible threat once you get to the playoffs and start playing some of these better defenses. I just can't believe it got so bad. It half makes me wonder if you could just go back in time and have Jason Garrett continue to coach. I bet they'd have a better offensive line than they ended up with, because they spent so much time on the defense, and then they started missing guys. Do you trust their ability still with the offensive line? They did so with Biotish.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
They overpaid Steele. Guyton might be a whiff for Rooney. Obviously, Tyler Smith was a nice hit there at left guard. But
BB's got a chance.
BB's a hit.
BB's a hit. BB played so many games in college. I think the thing that's hurting Guyton the most, and he was on the tail end of our evaluations for potential first-round offensive tackles, he played the least amount of games in college. He had the least amount of experience. I don't think he was ready to play.
He basically played 1 year at OU.
And so I'm taking it as, you're right, there could be bigger issues there. I'm taking it as these guys that play like a lot of games, like Martin and Frederick Smith, these guys, I'm taking they're more plug-and-play ready, BB, plug-and-play ready than, say, what Guyton was.
I blame myself for some of the Tyler Guyton hype. My notes on him are a project. I looked back and I looked at – there's a lot of talent there. There was – effort was not an issue for me. I mean, I saw him chasing down a guy 60 yards down the field trying to spring a block for a long touchdown run. But there were a lot of concerns with just hand placement, footwork. He was a project guy. And we just – because the Cowboys drafted him, we just went ahead and said he's going to fall in line with these other hits. And he's not. So he's a guy that needed some
work. Well, we talked about the learning curve. I know we
did, but I know I did. I fell into the spell of like the Cowboys know what they're doing, and I leaned into that probably a little bit too much that he's going to just hit the ground running. And for one guy, he didn't do it, right? So he needs to prove that he can take another jump year two. There's no excuses going into year two now. Yeah. He either has it or he doesn't after this year.
But I think if you want the dominant offensive line, these guys can't just be kind of good, like credible starters. They need to be Pro Bowlers, All Pros. Do you think Cooper Beebe has established he's on that path after his rookie year?
I think Beebe can. I think he definitely would be as a guard, but I think he showed enough ability as a center, especially now getting his former O-line coach here, who we know can get the best out of him. I just love Beebe. I think he's going to be fine.
I think, Brian, getting a new coaching staff in here, getting a great college running back could really help this run game. But you give me a great set of offensive linemen, now I'm thinking this is a team that Dak could go win a Super Bowl with. And I don't know, is Cooper Beebe on that path to Pro Bowls and All-Pro in your mind?
I think Cooper Beebe, for not having played center for a long time, and I mean, let's be honest, there were times at training camp we were watching practice and the ball was sailing over Dak's head and we're like, oh, damn, here
Absolutely.
We go. You know, but every week he got a little bit better. His second level blocks got better. He did a better job once Martin, and I hate to say this, once Martin was out of there, though, him and Hoffman, they were doing a lot better job with the combo blocks and things like that. So I think that the learning curve for him was a lot smaller than it was for, and even though he hadn't played center in such a long time, he looked like he's up to the task. I think there's future of the type of guy that could be mentioned as a Pro Bowl type player. He's got power. He's got the ability to get push. He's a good pass blocker. He doesn't give up pressures. I mean, there's a lot to like about this player.
Okay, up next here in the C-Note, where we look at the top Cowboy headlines of the day, Cowboys wire approaching the OSA free agency like this. They asked the question, should the Cowboys let both their safeties go to make room to keep OSA? We're talking, of course, about Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker. The combined cap number for those guys next year goes to over $16 million. You could recoup half of that. If you cut them at the start of the league year, you would open up $8 million. Pro Football Focus ranking Wilson and Hooker as the 44th and 60th best safeties in football. Pretty bad. I mean, I think, you know, you could just isolate the decision to, shouldn't the Cowboys need new safeties one way or another or be looking for them, or do you want to bring these guys back, Brian?
Yeah, I took a beating about the whole Hooker thing. And then, you know, hey, you need to move on from him. And then they re-signed him and I still think they need safeties, and I'm going to continue my quest of trying to get them to look at safeties, and I think this draft actually has a couple of them there, you know, that if you got stuck, say at 44, that you might want to consider for this football team. But my quest is to try and get better at free safety. I think they need to do better than Hooker. I think their defense would be better if they moved on from him.
All right, we have an NFL draft big board report coming up a little bit later on in the show. We'll really drill down on the draft. The final thing, Dez Bryant making headlines. It's starting to sound like some of these legends are listening to us here on The Fan. And, you know, it's probably more like, you know, they just come to the same conclusions because they're observing and they're honest with themselves about what the hell's going on here. But, you know, Bryant was talking about the coaching decision. He said, but with Jerry Jones, there's no way they would go after somebody like Prime or Ben Johnson. Too big of a personality. But Ben Johnson, if anything, Cliff, I would have given him anything he wanted. So Dez Bryant didn't agree with the coaching hire, but he says it feels like everybody is in a comfort zone, and that's not what we need. We got the biggest franchise in sports, and we're acting like we're this poverty franchise for whatever reason. Dez Bryant joining the army of legends tearing this front office up.
I've texted him so much to try and get him to come on. I'd love to have him on our show and talk about some things. I think he's got a really good opinion about things, and I think he just doesn't, you know, it's not that he doesn't care. He really does care.
Yeah, he's a huge fan.
But he's a huge fan, and, you know, and that's something that I wish he'd come on and kind of visit with us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. It's always good to chat Cowboys football and whatever else with Dez Bryant. Anytime he wants to jump on, he's welcome. Okay, NFL draft big board report's going to hit at 4:40. Coming up next, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking it?
Yeah, I want to focus. There's one of my favorite scouts did a mock draft, but I want to focus on the players he took after Dallas picked. We'll do that next.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.